There's a new report today about secret CIA prisons in Europe and the so-called rendition of terrorism suspects. It comes from a European investigator, and he says it's highly likely that European governments knew that detainees were flown through European airports or airspace to countries where they may have been tortured. The issue is a sensitive one for European governments, and as NPR's Rob Gifford reports, it highlights the difference between the European and American view of the war on terrorism.
The Council of Europe acts as a watchdog for human rights within the European Union. Swiss Senator Dick Marty is the man who heads the investigation into the so-called rendition of prisoners to third countries. Marty said evidence pointed to the existence of what he terms outsourcing of torture by the United States government. He said it was likely that European governments were aware of it.
Ces enlèvements sont des actes criminels. Ils sont contre.
Detaining people in this way is a criminal act. Such acts run counter to the laws that prevail in all civilized countries today.
Marty brought up the case of an Egyptian cleric known as Abu Omar, who he said was abducted by the CIA from Italy 2.5 years ago, flown to Egypt and tortured. He said this was one case of more than 100 in recent years. Marty's report did not break much new ground, though, and European politicians have rejected his claims. Britain's former Europe Minister Dennis McShane is a delegate to the Council of Europe.
I read Senator Marty's report carefully. It had nothing in it. There was no new fact. It's a giant press cuttings job. The idea that every European government was involved in a conspiracy with the United States is absolute nonsense.
The other accusation Dick Marty has made concerns whether the CIA has hidden and interrogated key al-Qaeda suspects at Soviet-era compounds in Eastern Europe. The accusations were first reported in the Washington Post last November. Marty today admitted there was no irrefutable evidence to back up these claims, but he said he would continue to investigate. Peter Neumann is a terrorism expert at King's College London. He says the whole debate about renditions and secret CIA prisons shows that when it comes to how the war on terrorism is handled, many Americans and many Europeans simply see things differently.
In the United States, it is very much seen as a war, as a situation which justifies extraordinary means, which justifies even the breaking of international treaties and international obligations in order to protect the American people. That's what President Bush always says. In Europe, the attitude is very much that this has to be handled as a sort of, you know, kind of crime. And if you want to handle it as a crime, you have to obey by the procedural rules that apply to these things, and you cannot just break international law.
That difference in viewpoint is unlikely to change anytime soon. In the meantime, European governments are likely to have to be more cautious in cooperating with the United States on renditions and the war on terrorism in general. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.